Bloody Mary
Podcast. Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I am Jesse.
And I am Tammy. And we are totally married. We got our Bloody Marys. And tonight we are reviewing I Know What You Did Last Summer.
2025 Legacy Sequel.
Holy shit, I didn't think we would be talking about this.
Right? So just so you know, we will be spoiler free and then we will get into spoilers. It'll be timestamped below if you're watching on YouTube. And if not, we will say it. So if you haven't seen this, go ahead and keep on listening. We'll tell you when we get into spoilers. And if you've seen the movie, just, you know, keep on trucking.
Keep on keeping on.
And we also have a merchandise and an Amazon wish list. If you go to www.bloodymarypodcast.com, there's a bunch of stuff and things there to support us. So go ahead and hit that up.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to spend money, just like, comment, share, subscribe, and just keep listening.
Yeah. We appreciate it.
So I just want to talk briefly about, like, my and our history with the I Know What You Did Last Summer franchise.
Okay.
Growing up, it was up there. It was like part of that whole slash revival. It was Scream, it was I Know What You Did Last Summer, Urban Legend, a whole bunch of things followed. So like the top two were Scream and I Know What You Did Last Summer. Those were like the big ones.
They were, yeah.
And then we thought that, and then a few years ago we did I Know What You Did Last Summer franchise versus Urban Legend franchise, which led us to rewatch them, and then the I Know What You Did Last Summer's didn't hold up as well as the Scream movies or Urban Legends for us.
This is correct.
They weren't that good.
I was super disappointed because I used to put that one on to fall asleep to.
Yeah.
And I never like, it was a background noise.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I actually watched it, I was like, why am I falling asleep to this? This is not fall asleep material.
And the first one is always like the killer and everything is pretty convoluted and the why and stuff. And like, we've watched it so many times now that I get it now. But it was also too, it's one of those like teen nostalgia movies that it's not my favorite movie. It's not my worst movie. It's just when
nostalgia,
we rewatched them, they weren't the best as we remembered them.
Right.
Like Scream still holds up for me. I Know What You Did Last Summer didn't. So my expectation going into this was I predicted this was going to be the best one. And if it is or not, we'll get into it. I had two predictions, who the killer and the motive was, and that was not it.
I mean, those were good predictions, but it was. And you know what? I had the bar so fucking low. If you listen to the podcast when we did it, I have super beef with this.
Yeah.
With Julie James and the first one and especially the fucking second one.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, my bar is so low that anything would be better.
Yeah, your bar is so low, you're in quicksand.
I am.
Quicksand. And then underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyways, let's just get into our thoughts on this legacy sequel. What did you think? Was it fantastic? Was it okay? Did it suck? I'm really curious because I can't gauge you on this one.
Okay, well, I'm happy to report that this is my favorite I Know What You Did Last Summer movie. And I actually don't mind Julie James in this one.
Whoa!
I'm just going to throw that out there.
This is awesome. This is great.
Again, you guys don't hear me talk about this because I do talk about them quite a bit and how much I don't like her.
Yeah.
So I actually didn't mind her.
Well, good. I lost my train of thought. Oh, this was like because we watched two movies back to back last week and we saw Superman and you were not really excited for that because Superman wasn't your favorite character and you came out of that loving that movie.
I know.
And then I was like, wouldn't it be funny if we went into this one and you came out like liking this one too? And
miracles happen.
And here you go.
Here we are. It's definitely one I will watch again. Like a couple weeks ago, you're like, well, we got to watch I Know What You Did Last Summer again so we can prepare. And I'm like, you're fucking making me watch these again?
Yeah.
It's like torture. Oh, and then they get all fired up because I fucking hate it. And I get angry.
Which is really fun.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm pleasantly surprised.
Oh, good.
And I would watch this one again without getting angry, without getting upset. I can enjoy this one.
That's amazing.
And I'm pretty happy about that.
Good.
So what do you think about it?
My prediction was correct. I believe this is the best I Know What You Did Last Summer. It has, it is all around better filmmaking. It has way better and cooler kills.
So much.
I mean, you know, 30 years has passed nearly, so we should. It was the funniest of them.
It was.
And I thoroughly enjoyed the killer reveal,
and so
I'll leave it at that until we get into spoilers. There's so much about this you just can't talk about.
There is
without getting into spoilers, but I'll have to say that it's definitely the best one. I don't know if a lot of people are going to agree with this, but one thing I do think. I think you need to watch the first one for this one to hit home.
Oh, you have to.
I don't necessarily think it's a bonus if you've seen the second because of a couple of fun things, and you definitely don't need to see the third. The third has nothing to do. I think people have disowned that one, the I'll Always Know What You Did Last Summer, where it happens at a fucking Colorado ski place in the summer
and it's a ghost
and the killer is just a ghost zombie. Spoiler on that.
Oh yeah, spoiler alerts on that one.
But no, this one was great. I mean, there I don't know any of the younger cast. This is the first time I've seen him in anything, and I wasn't like annoyed by any character. Like some of them were like maybe they're meant to be douchey, but I still enjoyed watching them. I went along with the journey. I was like, I like the acting, I like the directing, and it's my favorite I Know What You Did Last Summer.
I know. How great. Which is awesome. Which is kind of awesome because
yeah,
there is that nostalgia and there is all of that, and getting to see kind of the slasher nostalgia revival kind of.
Which
is a lot of fun. So I'm really hoping Urban Legend comes next because
yeah,
we could use that too. But yeah, the kills were fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the seeing the you could go and not have seen the first one, but you're gonna lose so much.
You will, yes.
If you don't,
it's almost you need to see the first one.
Unfortunately, you're gonna have to see the first one.
You know what? The first one isn't bad. It's not bad. The first one, the original, I Know What You Did Last Summer. I don't like that there was no really killer reveal unmasking. The killer really didn't talk about motives.
You had to really like piece it together and watch it a couple of times before you're like, wait, who's the killer? Why is he doing it? What's happening?
Yeah. So,
convoluted.
I like that this isn't a spoiler, but I mean, I read about this too, where they filmed the opening shot at the same place they shot the opening shot of the original I Know What You Did Last Summer, where it's that, I don't know where it is,
the
ocean and the cliffside. I thought that was really cool. I think the director did a great job with the script of giving you the perfect amount of nostalgia along with your new casts.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a good mix and a good blend. Let's see. Do you think it follows like, because there was always Scream and then I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Uh-huh.
And then sequels.
Yes.
And then time goes and then Scream does a TV show.
Yeah.
And then following that, I Know What You Did Last Summer does a TV show.
This is true.
Scream comes back recently with the Jenna Ortega and all that. We have a Scream 7 coming up. And now this one does it. My question is, do you think this one copied what Scream is doing? Or do you think it more of did its own thing? Or was it a little bit of both?
I think it kind of copied.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's kind of the way of Hollywood right now, right?
Yeah.
A little bit, or not right now, but like having that momentum and then having Scream do it, which was really the star of the slasher 90s revival, seeing that went on and could do that. So why can't I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Yeah, yeah.
I will say we watched one episode of that TV show and never finished it.
Yeah.
I watched all three seasons of Scream, just saying.
Yeah. Me too.
But I don't think it's a bad thing.
Yeah. I think it was a mix. I don't think it directly did it. This movie has given us something we haven't seen yet that I believe in any of these legacy sequels, any of the David Gordon Green Halloweens. It hasn't given us anything with the Screams yet. And this one gave it to me.
I know.
And we can't talk about it until spoilers. Read between the lines if you want. I don't think you need to read too deeply. I mean, there's so many things that could be.
Right.
Yeah, what did you think of the acting?
I thought the acting was really great. I liked the chemistry with all of the core little group.
Yeah.
And the two best friends, Ava and Danica, I thought they had really great chemistry.
Yeah.
And they were funny. Like, Danica's super funny.
Yeah. It was really funny.
It was funnier than I expected it to be, but they were all, they had really good... like throwing it out, I was like, oh, like everyone was laughing in the theater. Like it was really, it was fun. And the cast did great. Everyone nailed it.
I would say like almost every character had at least one good, solid, funny line.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was worried for a second at first because your core cast are, I think, pretty much well off or rich kids.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, am I going to be invested in these? But then you're silly. Shortly you'd understand that they're human and you know,
well, and they're not, you don't get it necessarily. That's just their house. This is their house. And this is where it's not like, I guess in the first one with Ryan Leap is like, he threw it in your, like, I'm rich. Like he threw it in your face. Yep. Like I'm the rich kid. Oh, fuck you. I can do what I want. Yeah. Like I'll cover it. Like all that stuff where this, they weren't, it wasn't in your face.
The one thing that's like not a spoiler, but I love that they carried from the first one is, so you remember how Ryan Felipe, he always had his shirt open and he saw his ripped abs.
Uh-huh.
Another character carries on that tradition and it always has his
shirt open, ripped abs.
With ripped abs. Yeah. So it's like, that was like one thing they had to do. And that was in the conversation.
Ripped abs. Check.
Yeah. So that was good. So was there anything that didn't work for you in this movie? Was there anything that like, you rubbed up against?
There was a tiny bit of CGI in one moment that I think could have been done a little better.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It didn't bother me.
But it didn't bother me.
Yeah.
But I think it could have been done a little better. I mean, that's really my only one that I was like,
I disagree. I think it worked. I think it worked.
Does it? I wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But it could have just been a tweak better.
Yeah. Okay.
But other than that, what about you? Anything stood out for you? Where you're like,
you know what? No.
I know. What the fuck? Like, right? Usually I watch these movies and I'm fired the fuck up and I'm yelling. I'm getting angry. My blood pressure's going up.
Yeah. Nothing. I want more.
I know.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Anyways.
All right, guys. We're getting into spoilers.
Yeah. So, well, first we have to rank this.
Oh, okay.
1 out of 10 Bloody Marys before we get into spoilers. What would you rank this?
Okay. I'm going to give it a... Oh, okay. Wait, you go first.
You know what? Comments and haters be damned. This is a 9 out of 10.
Okay, 9 out of 10.
This is a 9 out of 10 summer slasher flick. It gives you everything you want for me.
Okay.
It gives me everything I want out of a slasher film. It gives you... great chemistry, great directing, cool gory kills, fun reveals, humor. Yeah, so 9 out of 10.
All right. I'm going to go 8.
All right.
I'm going to go 8.
Yeah. That's still pretty damn high for you.
That's pretty high for me.
With an I know what you did last summer.
What the fuck? I'm happy about this, though. I'm super pleasantly surprised that... it's at an 8 for me, and I like Julie James.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So what the world thinks, I mean, so horror never really gets, the world so far, it's a 5.7.
Okay.
And I'm really curious about reading reviews now, because I avoided reviews. I saw headlines of mostly positive stuff, but I'm genuinely curious of like why people don't like this movie. Mm. I think you'd have to like not be a fan of horror. But anyways, okay.
Okay, spoilers. We're getting into spoilers, people.
Spoilers.
If you have not seen the movie, press pause, go see it, come back, And tell us what you think.
And really, like, if you do like these kind of movies with, like, fun reveals, like, don't continue listening. Really just, like, see this first. Because
yes.
It's really fun what they do. And there's so many secrets that were kept, actually, from the public with this film. So, spoilers.
Okay.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
We're going to get into it. What show... I just, like, before we get into the killer reveals, let's lead up to that.
Okay.
Right. Let's talk about our first cameo we got.
All right.
Go ahead. It was?
Sarah Michelle Gellar. We get Helen Shivers back.
Yeah. But she's in a dream. But it's still really cool. She came back. She did this small bit, probably did it for a day. She's in one of the main characters' dreams, just like warning her, mm-hmm. all this kind of stuff. And then at the end, she, I think is what you're talking about, her face melts into a CGI corpse.
Yeah.
Which I thought was fun. But yeah, I was like, because everyone's saying she's not involved. And I remember seeing, like, why is she at the red carpet? I'm just here supporting my husband. She's actually in the film. So
I know. That was really fun to see.
Yeah.
That was super fun to see.
Yeah. And in my head, I was thinking, oh, are they just kind of trying to do what Scream did with, like, Ghost Billy?
Mm.
Maybe in a way, but it was just a dream.
But it actually worked because the girl, I mean, the one that dreamed it, her fiance died. Her other former fiance died.
Yeah.
All these, like, it was appropriate for her to dream that because she'd just been in the graveyard recently with her grave and being like, oh my God, she was a horror queen too. Like,
yeah.
All the fun, they had the float that she was on, like all the little fun callbacks was really.
Yeah. One of my funniest moments, I think, was when the core group went to Ray for help. And then one of the guys was like, why don't we just get in my boat and fucking go to the Bahamas or something? And he's like, trust me, you don't want to go to the Bahamas. Which is a cool throwback to like two, if you haven't seen it.
Right.
So that was really funny. It's little moments like that. And Julie James was good in this one. I think. You know, it's what they've done with Scream and how she's teaching about, I think she was teaching about PTSD at the college and
complex
PTSD, which was really cool. And her first outfit was like, she had like her business suit on, but underneath was The Cure t-shirt, which was badass. And she had like, you know, some tattoos and some jewelry.
Well, trauma changes you. And that was kind of a theme through this.
Which was kind of cool killer reveal. Yeah, and then in this, like, her and Ray were married. We saw that at the end of the second.
Yeah.
And then they've been divorced for, you know, many years, and they end up reuniting because, you know, the killings start happening again in the town. The fisherman's back or someone's back in the suit.
And he's like, I figured I should go check on you to see, like, and she's like, fucking, I was thinking I was going to get murdered, but this is worse.
Yeah.
Seeing your fucking face.
So, the one thing that I was talking about that, if you've seen it now, the one thing that we haven't got from any of these like legacy sequels is one of our main characters
turns bad.
Is the killer.
Is the fucking killer.
So there's two killers. The first reveal, I was like, it was really quick. And it was like one of the girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
In my head, I'm like, your body's not big enough to be like what we've seen. I'm like, but okay, I get it. Like, you have a stunt double. I understand how this works and that.
Suspension of disbelief a little
bit. Yeah, and I was like, okay. And it had me going. Like, I thought it was just her. But, you know, part of me throughout the rest of, you know, you're whittling down like who it could be. Uh-huh. And I'm like, well, the only one left with this build is Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't be Ray. Is it Ray? And then his reveal, like, no, then when Julie James was like, oh shit, on her computer.
She was. She's like, it's fucking Ray.
That was the coolest. We've never character turn. Jamie Lee hasn't turned bad. We didn't see Dewey turn bad or Sydney.
None of them have ever fucking turned bad. But I loved it.
But Ray broke.
Ray broke, and I fucking loved it. And it's even better because the first movie, he was a suspect.
Yeah.
They thought he was the killer in the first movie
for
most of the movie. Or not most of the movie, but for a good chunk of the first movie.
Yeah.
They thought it was fucking Ray.
And
now it's fucking Ray.
Well, his motive was, you know, he's been there the whole time and new developers came in and turned it into a vacation resort and they buried the past. And then this young lady who he kind of took
under his wing.
Under his wing, because he was like related to the family, or they were good friends. They had accidentally killed her lover.
Yes.
In the beginning. And so he guided her hand, mentored her into the ways of the fishermen, and together Ray and his protege slaughtered all these people.
I know.
Now I want to go back and try to like think, okay, which ones did she do and which ones did
now
he do?
Now I want to watch this again. What the hell?
Right. I like the slicker design was different. And
it was.
I like the sound design when he would show up or she would show up.
It was heavy and it was
really cool. He had a new weapon, a harpoon gun.
The harpoon gun was great.
The classic hook, really cool kills. The reveal of Ray was awesome.
It was fucking great because you're right. We have never, ever had a legacy character come back and turn fucking bad and be the killer. And that's really exciting.
It is. And it works better, I think, for us in this because we don't have a lot of stock in the game.
Yeah.
Meaning, you're right. A lot of stock in Scream, like if they took Neve Campbell, Courtney Cox, or David Arquette and would have made them the killer, I'd be like, I don't know if I want that. But here, I saw it and I'm like, oh my God, I wanted this.
Yeah.
And they're giving it to us finally. So that was just really awesome.
It was, because he's like, well, trauma changes people.
Yeah.
It does.
And that was like, because, you know, that was her thing, Julie James, was, you know, trauma changes you and how you deal with it and stuff like that. And there's like a funny line at the end with the final girls, the very end. They were like, what'd they say about trauma? Like, this is why men just need to go to therapy.
So they're just out of the hospital, like,
yeah,
I'm fucking hungry. Yeah. And they're sitting like, I think Stevie's still alive. Should we kill her? We probably should.
Yeah.
We probably should find her and kill her.
So we got Helen Shivers, and then we got the cool reveal that Ray was the mastermind. And now give us our other fun reveal. You do it. It was a post-credit scene.
Okay, post-credit scene from a callback to the second movie, which I cannot stand. However, Brandy pops up.
Yeah.
And she's watching the news, and she's like, what the fuck? Ray? Oh my God. And then her husband's like, isn't that your college roommate? And then someone knocks in the door and she's like, what? And Julie's there like, fucking, it's star, I need your help. I'm sorry. Things are happening.
Well, because she hands her a picture of like Brandy's face crossed out, uh-huh, and it said, I still know, or something like along the lines of that.
Yeah. Well, that Stevie girl is still alive out there.
Yeah. And then Brandy said something like, I can't remember exactly the line, is like, who are we fucking up now?
Yeah. Who are we fucking up now? All right, let's go. Let's do this.
So that was really cool. Like, there's so many, there's two hidden cool cameos, and the killer reveal is so great.
It is.
And like, even not like the best fan of this franchise, it was just so awesome to see that, and that that he was sold on it. Like, I mean, imagine to, you know, sell the actor, those two, like Julie James or
Freddie Prinze, and being like, well, how do we come back? I think, and they're like, all right, let's do this, because you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
You haven't.
And like, you think the guy who, there was one, you know, there was a couple of suspects in the beginning. Oh, is it this guy, this rich guy who came in and took over the town? Is it him? Or is it the cop?
Or the pastor?
Yeah.
I thought it was the pastor. I never thought it was the pastor. Second, but
yeah. That would have been too in your face.
But I also like, I mean, when in the first movie, the bodies would disappear and you didn't really see anything until the boat where she was found them all in ice.
Yep.
Where this killer's like, both those, you know, Ray and Stevie are hanging them up by like fishes, in the fucking town square, hanging them up like jumping off or hanging them out of windows and buildings, and letting them all hang out.
They were doing Jason Voorhees reveal kills. Yeah, I like how, you know, the father and the son, they were found just hung dead in like the middle of the town.
Yeah, like fish. They were on the hooks like where when you catch like big fish.
Yeah. That was cool. Yeah. What was your favorite kill?
Oh, my favorite kill.
Mm-hmm.
The harpoon one in the beginning was fun.
Yeah.
But I liked the one, I think I just like neck ones. Like the one where he took the hook and it went all the way through.
Oh, is that the dad?
It was the dad. And then went all the way through out to the other side.
Yeah.
Slowly.
That was cool. I'm trying to think of like other ones.
But the harpoon one in the beginning.
The harpoon one in the beginning was cool because it kind of set the tone of like, you know, I have a new weapon. I'm trying to think of the other kills.
I mean, the preacher you didn't only saw for a second. That's where his eyes were gouged out, and there's something in his chest, and he was praying by the window.
You see, I guess I like the sequence that you were talking about. I liked when, I forget his name, the younger ripped dude who always has his shirt off. I like when he was getting killed. Mm-hmm. There's just a whole bunch of stabs, and the sound Teddy, design was that was. Stab, and he'd run, stab and crawl, stab right. and crawl. Then I like it. His dad found him, and then the dad got the hook through
the neck slowly,
and then those just... two were strewn up.
Like fishes on a hook.
Yeah, that was cool. So then, like, it was intentional that Ray, he shot and missed. Like, did they rehearse that?
I'm sure they
and
did.
Then she shot off, or did he maybe, like, shoot her in the arm
or to sell blanks. It?
Yeah, that could have been. Because he only had one bullet. Sometimes they fucked this up in Hollywood, but after he shot that, it was open. There was only one bullet in the clip. So it could have been a blank.
I'm sure it was because he's like, she's still alive.
Yeah,
like,
and he actually cared for her. I got that from him. Like, so I think it's like, okay, let's do this. I'll show up, shoot you, and then I'll take care of the rest of them.
Yeah. So you can go on and live. Because I told your dad I would take care of you.
Yeah.
And I did like that it was part of the friend group.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't some convoluted, like, you didn't have to be like, wait.
Like, who?
Yeah, yeah. Like, what?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Yeah, me too. I love that. I love that it was part of the friend group. And then I liked that it was, like, I love that it was Ray. I love that so much.
And then I like the little line. Okay, we need to stop this Scooby-Doo moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he was Fred in Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah.
And his wife was Daphne.
Oh, wait. Oh, Freddie Prinze Jr. I get it. I get it. I get it. Okay.
And Sarah Michelle Gellar was.
Got it. Got it. That's funny. Yeah, there were a lot of comedic lines. I can't remember them off the top of my head, but yeah, it was good. It was a good slasher. I mean, if you like slashers and you like, I know you did last summer at all, then you're gonna really enjoy this. I mean, I guess we're into spoilers now, so you've seen it, so maybe you didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, let us know what you think.
The world is at a 5.7, so I guess some people don't like this.
Maybe they don't like that Ray was the killer.
I think some people don't like Ray as the killer. I think people are like, oh, they're just bringing people back and we're sick of this legacy stuff, but it works.
Yeah, but we've never got a legacy killer.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. Okay, well, here's a question. If this does well, which I hope it does well enough, where do you want to see the sequel go or a next one? Because obviously it would be Julie and Brandy reunited. And now there's that other lady out there who's still out there.
She's still out there. And so the other two aren't safe.
Yep.
So maybe it's they team up. I don't know.
Because there's the younger ones too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they might team up. But I don't know. I don't know where I want it to go. But surprisingly, I wouldn't mind another one.
Yeah. I mean,
begrudgingly saying this, but I
this is what I want to see. So Julie James didn't do much action in this, right? She was there doing a lot of talking. She was there for like the final fight, but she didn't really do anything. I would like to see her fight. I would like to see her and Brandy like team up and really beat some ass.
I would just like to say Brandy did more beating ass at people's asses in the second one than Julie James has ever done in the first two movies. I'm just throwing it out there because, you know, when she was at home and she was like, like, in my head, I was like, the line, I'm Sidney Prescott, of course I have a fucking gun.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why doesn't Julie James have something?
I was just going to say
she picked up scissors.
Yeah, that's
fucking
that.
Julie James.
I'll go back to, like, that's the one thing. Right. That's the one there thing I rubbed up against. Was that character would have a gun in the house.
Something.
Any final girl has...
That she has, grabs scissors.
That has
but
survived
that. But that is a very Julie James thing fucking do.
It is.
So you're right. That bothered me.
Yeah, yeah.
Bothered me now that we're talking about it because...
She should have had a gun.
Goddamn Julie James.
Yeah, she should have had a gun. But she was,
I liked her in this one, but she's still fucking Julie James.
All right, well, what did you guys think of the I Know What You Did Last Summer legacy sequel?
Yeah.
Did you like it? Do you agree with us? Completely disagree? Let us know in the comments and
And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.
Go see movies in the theater.
All right.
Bloody Marys
are dead.
Dead.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
Later,
so
bye.
So are we. Bye-bye.